Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I always got to thank everybody that's been listening with me, rocking with me through all the time and through the spaces I had. I know I always promised this and that, and I don't deliver. But like I said, life be life is sometimes, guys. But this is actually the start of me doing a podcast daily or at least 3 days a week, changing up topics, talk about different things. So I'm going to bring back what I used to do before Black Men's Mental Health. I had like different segments. I cast is crazy. I had podcast guru, all that. I'm going to bring that back because I want to educate you on the stuff. I want to educate you on how to do a podcast. I want to educate you on a lot of stuff. So at the end of the day, we're doing different. We're breaking it down again. A lot of people like that when I was breaking it down and not having the separate podcast that I used to have. So I'm bringing that back because I saw the numbers. I saw the interest. So I'm going to bring that back. And, you know, I have exciting news. You know what I'm saying? I got making some moves in the business realm as well. You know, we may be moving back downtown to our office, having our headquarters for our media, for the Culture Radio. So a lot of great things are happening, and I appreciate y'all for being patient with me, okay? All right, let's get into the topic. Are women evil? Now, I know some of y'all are going to say, damn, Cass, here you go again. You're going to be bashing a woman, especially Black women. But you know what? I just am speaking from a understanding perspective, meaning I'm speaking from an area of love and wanting us to understand the realities of our life. I think we have this idea of how we want to live and how we should live compared to what's actual reality. And the problem with a lot of people, they live into what should be, what could be, and not what is. And I like to live into what is. I've learned throughout my life is to realize what you have, realize what's in front of you, realize what you got going on right now, and live by those terms and play the game by those terms, not to the terms of something else that's not reality. You know, at the end of the day, everybody should be equal. Everybody should love each other. Everybody should give each other respect. But reality, that's not it. In a perfect world, people should not judge you for any reason. They should get to know you. But at the end of the day, we understand that people will look at you and not like you for various reasons. And I've been there. There have been people I meet that I just don't like. And I haven't had any interaction with them, really. They haven't said nothing to me, but I just don't like them. So it happens in life. So I like to live in reality. And the reality is that when you really look at evilness in the world, women are the most evilest women in the world. And let me explain evil, right? I particularly don't believe in good or bad. Evil or good. You know, and this is why it's perspective. Okay. You have two perspectives of actions. You have your logical perspective where mentally you think about it and you react according to the conclusion that you came up mentally. Then there's the emotional aspect, meaning you feel a certain way, so you react a certain way. Now, they both have their positives and negatives. At the end of the day, you know, it's very positive to think about your actions so you can make the best choice. But sometimes you have to feel, you know, you make actions upon your feelings, like being an entrepreneur or just hunting and things like that. It's just a lot of different things coming positive for emotions, but negatively with emotions, you know, you don't have a logical thought on it. You know what I'm saying? Or mentally, you don't have any sympathy or understanding to somebody else because at the end of the day, it's all logical. So there are good and bad to both aspects, right? Men and women, men are on the logical spectrum and females are on the emotional spectrum. But the problem with that is that there are certain things that women do to justify it and make it okay. and make these decisions based on just their emotions and not care about anybody else's emotions or feelings or logic. I was on Facebook the other day and some woman in one of the chats stated that men are the evilest. They, you know, wars and everything is because of men, and men are just the worst of the world because that I got that queen account of queen. What's her name? I don't know. This woman that I think she's a lesbian now. She was arguing Candace. I forgot the girl's name, but she was saying that she is demisexual, pansexual, acer, I don't know, one of those sexuals, and that she doesn't like men because men are incapable of intelligence. Men are not incapable of all these things that she looks for in a person, so she can't be with a man anymore. So you had women come and say, yeah, men are the evilest, blah, blah, blah. But this is coming from a race of, this is coming from a species of humans that will justify killing because of how they feel all the time. Like, for example, let's take abortion, right? Now, I'm not sitting here saying whether it's a woman's right or not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying what it is. You know, on one hand, they'll be quick to go get abortion. Some have gotten abortion up to 6 months in some states. And we have known that babies have been born prematurely at 6 months, 4 months, 5 months, and have survived. But a woman will justify having an abortion of, a 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and she doesn't deem it as killing. It is her body, is her choice, and it's not killing. But if she is pregnant and a man slips her an abortion pill, that's murder. And we've had cases that men are going to, are in jail or have been prosecuted for murder when they murder a baby in a mother's womb, no matter the time. No matter if she's 4 months, no matter if she's 3 weeks, it doesn't matter. It's murder. But when she goes to the abortion clinic to terminate the pregnancy, it's not murder. And at the end of the day, and she's fine with that. There are many women out there that have had multiple births. Now, we say men are evil, right? That's what they're saying. A man can go to war and kill one person, have PTSD from his experience. Because ultimately a man has to kill, but he has to deal with the consequences of that kill. A man that is in war, we understand that that other person we kill is an innocent person, being that they are fighting for what they believe in. And when we win, it's not a victory as far as emotionally, is a victory because our side won, whatever. But we take on the burden of that kill. We understand that we took a life or take a, we understand that, And it's just like, That person had a fighting chance against me as well. They were in a war. We just won, right? That person made the choice. That man made the choice to enter that army. And he knew going to war, there was a possibility he could die. Knowing there's a possibility that your side will lose and your sacrifice may be for nothing. But men know this going into it. So when we engage each other and somebody dies, we respect the dead, but we understand that's just war. You took the responsibility by coming into this war. What defense does a baby have, right? That's like, if it's like the equivalent of me going up to a person that's handicapped and just stabbing them and saying, and acting like it's a victory. I had to do it for me. Maybe it's a bad scenario, but you get what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, that baby doesn't have a defense, has no word, has no say, didn't choose nothing, because ultimately the mother chose birth. Because if you're having unprotected sex with a man, you know the consequences of it, right? But see, women don't hold themselves accountable or no consequences of anything anymore in our society. They could do as they please, justify as they please, and everybody goes along with it because they're women. And that's the problem we have. Men are we are held accountable for everything we do. And then women get mad at the little advantages we have. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're evil. Oh, it's a man's world. You rule everything and stuff like that. You know, but women control everything. Women don't have control, but they do have control. Women aren't in control, but they have control. Let me say that. Women are not in control, but they have control. Let me say that one more time. Women don't control, but they have control. Meaning, the world leaders may not be women. Most of them may not be women. Men aren't building the infrastructure, blah, and stuff like that. But the problem is that women don't understand that. Well, I think they do now, to be honest. But they have control. Because why are men leaders? Why are men fighting hard? Why are men trying to be alpha men, be better men? Why are men, you know what I'm saying, building infrastructures and houses and homes and stuff like that for women and children, but for women? Man's motivation is of a woman. That's why she has control. She's not in control, but she has control. Because everything a man does is to get a woman. A man's ultimate payout is a family, is his wife, where his needs are being satisfied all the time by his wife, and for her to bear his children. That is the reward for a man. That's why a man goes out there and does everything. Because at the end of the day, the prize is the woman. The prize is the children and the family, which the wife supplies. But at the end of the day, women now act as if men don't matter. Our needs don't matter, because at the end of the day, we are just we just have all our needs filled. We're living a great life. A woman's life is hard. A man's life is easy. He doesn't deserve anything from her. He has to earn it. If he doesn't, then he should be punished. They hold back sex, knowing that this is a need for a man. And let's talk about another evil thing. If you know that a person needs water to live, right? And you hold that water for them, you have the water bottle. But then when they don't act the way you want them to act, you put it on a high shelf, right? Man can't reach it. But then on the same side, you get mad when he looks at the other water bottles on the side, because the man's thirsty. That's a natural thing for the body. He's thirsty. So if the water that you're supposed to give him is high on a bench, on a shelf, but you get mad when he looks at another water bottle, because now he's no good. Now he ain't shit. Now he's the bad guy. Because you're depriving him of what he needs. Men need sex. It's a natural thing for a man to have sex. Like a natural thing for a woman to want to get pregnant. Because let's be honest. All these baby mamas out here. That is a physical need of a woman to have a baby. Because so many of them are having them. So many women are willing to get pregnant. And have babies with men they don't even know. You go to the club, you meet a guy, and then you let him hit a roar and bust in you. Then you're talking about he's a deadbeat dad because he's not there. Like, why are you keeping this baby? Why are you even doing the steps to even have the baby? But all these women will have babies because it's natural for them to have babies. So they can give it to their natural instinct and there's no consequences. But a man is punished for it. Where they hold it back. Like I hear horror stories of other men that are married, and I thank God that I have the woman I have. Now, I have me and my woman have ups and downs in our relationship. Yes, we have. Just as any relationship, we've had very dark times and we have very great times. And thank God we're on those great times now. We've had way more better days than we have horrible days. So at the end of the day, I thank God. And I can say I've been with my woman for close to 22 years. And my woman has not once ever rejected me for sex. We have sex regularly. She's always there to, you know, pleasure me when I need it. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that, you know, she has a period and stuff. Of course, you know, she's sick, or, you know, there have been times where she's like, you know, not really in the mood because of whatever things have happened. So don't get me wrong. It's not, you know, me beast mode, bitch, shut up, let me get this pussy. No, you know, but my woman doesn't neglect my needs and doesn't use it as a measure of leverage over me. She doesn't use it over me at all. It's not like, oh, well, you want to act up, you ain't getting none tonight. She never does. But women do that all the time. All the time. They use sex against the man. And it's funny because nowadays, these women will have all the sex with all these bum guys out here. But the man that loves them and wants to be there for them, she rejects them. She won't give them to him. She won't give it to him. See, and that's when I say women are evil, because they know that your man needs you and you have that thing he needs. Then you limit it. You use it as a weapon. You weaponize the pussy. Then when he looks somewhere else, he's the dog. You know, it's like if you're, and fellas, you can understand this. You could be with a woman for years and treat her good, buy her everything, treat her like a queen. But the minute you do something wrong, all of that is thrown out. All of that doesn't even matter no more. It doesn't matter if you took care of her, paid her college tuition, stuck by her through parents being passing away, or cousins being sick, family members, all that. We raised kids together. Like, none of that matters if you do something wrong. And something wrong is always cheating, but just in general. But all of that is thrown out, and you are the worst person in the world. You haven't been there for her. You lied to her all these years. You've been lying to her. Like, are you serious? But that's how women look. They, meaning, like, when a woman cheats on a man, he's heartbroken. Not because he feels that everything was a lie. He's heartbroken because of the action, right? Most men, I'm not saying all, so some men may disagree with me, but, you know, you're hurt that she did that. You want to find out, like, damn, you know, when did this happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, men want to understand what happened. You know what I'm saying? When did this happen? Why did you do it? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? You know, that's how men think. You know, women, they don't care. They don't care that they haven't been giving you sex for a year. They don't care if they haven't been there for you. They don't care. It doesn't matter, because you did the worst thing ever. You're supposed to sit there and take a sexless marriage, an emotionless marriage, or her being distant or belittling. You're supposed to take it, because the minute you step out, you are the most horrible person in the world. But on the flip side, when a woman cheats, it's justifiable. It's because of something that you're not doing. See, you're always wrong. And that's another reason why it's like, are women really evil? Because no matter what you do, it's still always your fault. She could wrong you and it's still your fault. She won't take accountability for nothing. Damn, baby, you cheated on me. Why you cheated on me? Well, you was doing this. Or, well, you wasn't doing that. It's not, I fucked up, I was wrong. Now, I'm not saying that all women are like this. I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to the rules, because there are women out there that take accountability, that try to live a positive life, try not to be a burden on their man, try to, you know, do things right, have a real good moral compass. So at the end of the day, I tip my hat off to those women that are like that. So I don't want you to think like, man, Cass is just bashing all women. No, there are good women out there. I know friends that are in good marriages. I'm in a great marriage. So at the end of the day, I'm not saying that is all people, all women. But the majority of women, definitely the majority of the women. And, you know, I like to live life in reality, meaning I like to live life in numbers, where if most women do something, then I'm going to shield myself against what most women done, not sit here and talk about the exceptions, because the exceptions is not life. The exceptions is luck. I lucked out with my wife. I'm not gonna lie. I lucked out. You know what I'm saying? I got a good one. Thank God. But statistically, I was more likely not to get a good one. But I did. Thank God. But see, it's not. And the thing is, I don't think women are necessarily evil. Meaning, I don't think that they purposely wake up every day and say, I'm going to purposely do this bad thing. Because when it's emotions, you don't think. Women are slaves to the emotions. Just like how they say men are slaves to our sexual needs, right? Because see, it's natural for us. And it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of mental fortitude for you to overcome things that are natural. Women are the same situation. Women are slaves to the emotions. Their emotions run everything. And it's hard for them to overcome that because it's natural for them. It is natural for them to not think about anything and just to react emotionally. They're not built for a problem to register in their head first, then hit their emotions. They're registered that the incident, whatever happens, affects them immediately emotionally. I think that bond comes from mothers having to be, women having to be mothers. You know, they have to have the emotional connection with their kids to understand raising them. They have to have that ability. So in a way, it's a gift and a curse. The emotional fortitude that women have is a beautiful thing when used correctly. But we're in a time right now where there is no balance. Logic has gone crazy where it become illogical. And we'll talk about that in another podcast. And emotions have run amok without check. See, the two balance each other out. Men and female balanced each other out. But now we're at a time where women don't have, there is no check mark on a woman's emotions. Men are not allowed to check a woman for what she's doing, to hold her in a hold her in place where her emotions doesn't damage herself or anybody else, because a woman will damage herself because of emotions. A woman will have 4, 5, 6 abortions and damage her body. A woman will mess up a whole family and burn the world down because of her emotions. But see, the balance makes sure it's checked. The balance makes sure that, you know, men don't go too crazy and women don't go too crazy. But we're in a society now that there's no balance anymore. That's why you have women that are very delusional. You have women that are literally broke, poor with 4 kids, really thinking that they deserve a man that's single, that makes $100,000 a year and is going to be faithful to them. That's the expectation. It's illusion. It's delusion at its highest. You have women running around telling other women about, yo, body positivity, being fat, which we already know in logic is unhealthy. Diabetes, joint pain, other illnesses from obesity. I mean, it's just overall not good. But they're telling them that they're beautiful. And then shame us when we tell them, hey, you need to hit the gym. You need to eat better. You need to do better. I saw this. Particularly for black women. I saw this show where they have people that are debating each other about a certain topic. And it came up about weight loss, how weight loss is a whole bunch of black women, bigger black women. And it came up that weight loss. And this black woman said that it's inherently racist when we try to tell black women to lose weight. Because the same programs, weight loss programs that work for white women don't work for black women. It is more difficult for a black woman to lose weight. And when we tell them to lose weight, it is really racist against them. I was so perplexed. I was so confused because I didn't even know that weight loss was even in the racist spectrum. That like you could be racist by telling a black woman she needs to lose weight. I didn't know that certain programs were specific to race, that a white woman will lose weight to a certain program, but a black woman won't. I could have saw logically it was just your body and how your body processed fats and insulin and et cetera, et cetera. Some dieting may work better than working out or vice versa. Or what I thought that's what really differentiated women when it comes to weight loss and people in general. You know, some one workout works good for another. And it does. I mean, I thought that was just people and metabolism, how their body does. I didn't know it was due to race. But see, that's what they will tell you. That's how they're delusional. They'll tell you. I mean, we live in a society now that men and women, women and women, you could just, I could literally wake up tomorrow and say, I'm a woman. And actually, people will support me and they will say, yes, you are a woman. And I get women privileges. I could go to a woman's bathroom. I could play a woman's sports. I mean, now, this is not debate about trans women and men. No, not at all. But at the end of the day, you know, we live in a society that lives in delusion. And Black women, unfortunately, have bought into it so much. Another example, women go around bragging that they're independent women. They're independent, strong women because she has her apartment, has a car and a job. Even a good paying job. But now she's an independent woman and it's a flex. You know what I call that? Adulting. Living your life. What else are you supposed to do? Then get a job, get a place to stay, and get a car if you need it. That is just being an adult. That's not a flex, being an adult. But these women, every day, they're independent Black women making moves. What moves are you making? Moves from your house to your job and back home? Moves to random men's house that you're just fucking? I mean, it's delusional. You're just being a woman, living your life. That's not a flex. So at the end of the day, it's a delusion. Now, back to the original topic, question, are women evil? Like I said before, I don't think they're evil because I don't believe in good and evil. I believe a perspective. I believe of being a slave to what dominates your species, meaning for women, emotions dominate who they are. So at the end of the day, I don't think women are evil. I just think that their decision making is based on nothing that is logical and just their emotions. And the only problem with emotions is that there is no right or wrong for emotions. There is no measure. There is no measurable line of what is good or what is bad, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. It's like faith. Faith is baseless. You don't have to have any proof or anything like that, but you believe with all your heart. Millions of people, billions of people believe with all their heart something that there's no evidence of. But they believe it. Emotions is the same thing. It's a reaction to how you feel. It's not about thinking. It's not about critical thinking it through. It's not about you saying, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't know. It's just how you feel and you react on that. And women are a slave to it. And we're in a society today that there's no checks for it. So it's only going to get worse. But like I said, I don't think women are evil. I just think that they are bound to the emotions. All right, guys. I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. Go to CassidyWilliams.com. Check out this podcast and everything else I have going on, man. I'm excited. Download the Culture Radio app. We are building a media center, a media hub in downtown Orlando. I am so excited. We're going through the paperwork now. So hopefully if everything goes right, like I said, you know, things could happen. You know, things could change minds, maybe application. We don't like the terms, whatever. But we are very excited about it. So stay tuned. tuned for that. So that's a few weeks away. Check out me and my wife, couplecrins.com. We out there getting it with the couple of crins, man. It's popping. Thank you, God. And check out Divorce Not an Option. I know you, if you go on there, you may see us. Haven't done it for a little bit, but we're working on our season two dropping probably in the next few weeks. All right, guys. Get your natural product, cultured.skin, cultured with a D.skin. Get your product line. Get your product line. All right, guys. Until next time.